Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we're diving into something that's really heating up in the world of content creation, AI video generators. Absolutely, we're going to compare two heavyweights, OpenAI's Sora 2 and Google's Veo 3.1. I've heard so much buzz about these tools lately. What's the main difference between them? Great question. In 2025, these AI video generators have evolved from what were pretty much toys just a couple of years ago. Now, they're serious tools used by professionals. The market has exploded to over $2.3 billion, which is a massive jump. Wow, that's a huge leap. So, what exactly are these AI generators doing now? Well, they're not just slapping pixels together anymore. They're simulating physics, understanding lighting, and even figuring out narrative flow. It's all about telling a story effectively. Marketers are seeing around a 28% increase in click-through rates with AI-generated video compared to static images, which is significant. So it sounds like they're basically like having a team member who's specialized in video creation. How do Sora and Veo stack up against each other? Exactly. Think of Sora 2 as your hype man, fast, trend-savvy, and designed for social media. It's perfect for quick, short-form content. On the other hand, Veo 3.1 acts like a meticulous director, requiring precise instructions but delivering stunning, clean shots. I can see how that would be useful. So if I'm a content creator looking to make social media videos, would you recommend Sora? Yes, if speed and volume are your priorities, Sora is the way to go. It's built for social media. 78% of the videos it produces are in that vertical format, which is ideal for TikTok and Instagram Reels. Wow, that's really interesting. I guess that makes sense since attention spans are so short these days. But what about Veo 3.1? Good point. Veo 3.1 shines when you need more professional control, especially for narrative-driven content. It's perfect for commercials or anything that requires a cinematic touch. The output is in 4K, and its integrated audio features save time in post-production. Sounds like you've really put these tools to the test. How did they perform in your experiments? I really pushed both of them to their limits. For instance, I generated a prompt for a close-up of a bronze statue in heavy rain. Veo 3.1 nailed the detail, while Sora, well, let's just say it was a bit more creative than accurate. Ha, so you're saying Sora can be a little too imaginative sometimes?
Right.
It might give you extra buildings or change the time of day. With Veo 3.1, you get better prompt adherence. 74% of creative pros preferred it for cinematic prompts, compared to Sora's 68%. Jordan, that's a significant difference. But what if someone needs human characters in their videos? Alex, here's where it gets tricky. Veo has strict content guardrails and struggles to generate realistic human characters. About 88% of the time, it won't even try. Sora, on the other hand, allows for cameo-style videos with real people about 65% of the time. Interesting. It sounds like Sora might have the edge for social media engagement then, where people connect with faces more easily. Exactly. Engagement metrics show that. Sora is preferred for social and user-generated content because it delivers what audiences want to see. So if you were to pick one over the other, what would you say? It really depends on your needs. If you're looking for speed, efficiency, and social media content, Sora is your best bet. But if you want control over a detailed narrative and cinematic visuals, then Veo 3.1 is your tool. It sounds like there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Right. Many pros actually use a hybrid approach. They may use Sora for fast engaging hooks and switch to Veo for polished B-roll or narrative segments. This way they maximize their output and quality. That's smart. It's all about using the right tool for the right job, right? Exactly. The market is moving fast, so it's crucial to adapt and find what fits your current project best. Wow, this has been super enlightening. So to sum it up, Sora is great for quick social content while Veo is the choice for cinematic storytelling. You've got it. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, whether you're creating thumbnails or videos, always be on the lookout for the right tools that fit your creative needs. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.